Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your astrologer, Shelley Antine, still suffering the effects of Mercury retrograde. I will be bringing you, to the best of my ability, the weekly astrology forecast, and that has the new moon in Virgo on Thursday, and the station of Mercury on Thursday. I mean, that's one of the problems. When it's slowing down to station, it's worse than when it's actually moving a bit retrograde. And, of course, 4:21 p.m. Friday is the direct motion, so I'll be giving you information about these things along with the weekly astrology forecast for the week beginning Monday, the 11th of September, and ending the Sunday, the 17th. I'm going to do the forecast of, in my point of view, for that new moon right now, and then I'll deliver the rest. I set this for 9:40 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in Washington, D.C., which is a common thing that happens for mundane charts, and the moon events are considered mundane because they show a lot of what's going on in the world at that time. We have 18 degrees of Taurus rising, which is smack in the middle, and the midpoints are important in astrology, between Jupiter and Taurus, which is retrograde still. It's just above the horizon line, and Uranus, 22 degrees retrograde in Taurus, which is just below the horizon line in the east. So, you have a clear view of the east that evening. You may see, you won't see the new moon because that's below the earth, and you would never see it anyway because it's, unless it's an eclipse, which we're having next month in Libra. The new moon will be a solar eclipse. We'll see the shadow of the moon crossing the face of the sun. But you, looking east, can see the planet Jupiter if you have a clear view. Just it'll be rising. And you don't have to get there just at 9:40 because it'll continue rising, you know, until midnight when it starts setting, really. So you can be kind of focused on looking for that big bright star in Taurus. But at any rate, the fact that Jupiter is on the ascendant and Uranus is on the ascendant and Taurus is there too, we're looking at money and we're looking at material things. And we, in Washington, D.C., we're also looking at this combination of Jupiter and Uranus as something expanding, but something changing at the same time. And it is significant in this chart because the 21-degree Virgo new moon is in aspect to both of those planets. At 21 degrees, it's just a degree off 22, and it's just 6 degrees from Jupiter. And, you know, a lot of astrologers do different things about how wide is the orb. Well, I've always been taught that 10 degrees for the sun and moon. But a lot of people, like Jeff Green, evolutionary astrology, give 10 degrees to everything, while others are very, you know, different. They go the other way. You know, more than 3 degrees, forget it, or whatever. Anyway, the best way to know is to see what happens, is my point of view. So the sun and moon entrine to these two earth planets. And on the other side of this 21-degree experience, only 7 degrees away, is the trine to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. So we've got a full, actually, trine in Earth. So the trine is the easy flow. This is something we could accomplish, something we could get some structures done. Moon in Virgo sun in Virgo, new moon, meaning let's set our intentions and let's set them for the next cycle and see how much order and perfection and practicality and structure, how can we work with all this energy to create something that we'll be happy about at the full moon? Well, it is true that this new moon has also got an opposition, and that one is the nemesis of Virgo, Neptune in Pisces retrograde, and that one's only 5 degrees from the exact opposition, and it's approaching. The approaching aspects for both the moon and the sun in Virgo are to Uranus and to Pluto, but first, before they get to Pluto, they will oppose Neptune. And that is where the dissolution comes of all the order and all the analysis and all the practicality, and somebody's pulling the wool over your eyes and all of that stuff. And that can also be one of the signs of what we're starting to hear in the media now, which is growing cases of the newest version of the scourge. People running to get their vaccines and for flu. This is in the news now. This is coming into ascendance. And actually, in my own personal life, someone I know who hadn't gotten anything over all these years has come up with this and didn't think it was anything but a very nasty sounding cold, because she had to call me to cancel plans. And I asked her if she would mind taking a test, only because I had a feeling, and it was positive. But this, she's in fairly good health, even though she's older, like me. And, you know, she was in the emergency room. They told her just, you know, do your hydration, take your ibuprofen, and if it gets worse, come back. But it doesn't seem to be affecting as intensely, thank goodness, as the earlier cases in the 2020 realm. So it's up to you what you want to do. But it's certainly starting to affect the population. People are starting to wear masks again. They are telling you to wear masks if you happen to go on planes and trains, so you'll be packed in to an environment with lots and lots of others. So that's what they've said so far. That is what I feel we can see out there in the new moon as a representation, because Neptune has to do with toxicities and infections. Yeah, so it's the antithesis again of Virgo, which has to do with health and working perfectly in order with, you know, the health. So we do have to remember that part, but we also are in an earth trine, so we can be stronger and figure this out. Yes, and the other planet that's in Virgo is Mercury, but it's stationed. It's not moving. It's just there. It would be heading towards, if it was going to continue retrograde, the opposition to Saturn in Pisces, but it won't get back there. It's done that already. Been there, done that. Not doing it again. Okay, but it won't move forward till the next day. So our thinking process, and other people's, most importantly, if you're out and about and, you know, relying on somebody for details or whatever, relying on your GPS systems, it's not a good day for that. And that new moon, for sure, will have some lingering effects of the station of Mercury. And we'll talk about that in a little while. Venus is direct in Leo at 14 degrees, sitting next to Juno, the goddess of marriage and women's rights. And that is approaching conjunction now. In Washington, D.C., this is an intercepted, so it's not, it's in the families and in the home life that we're seeing women start to think, hey, I want something more. And, but in the chart, even though it's, you know, not going to be intercepted in other locations, it is an issue of square to Jupiter, approaching, Venus is approaching that square. She squared it already in retrograde, but now she's going to hit it, and it is actually an issue of, are you going to overdo something? Are you going to overspend? Are you going to be like a penny wise and pound foolish, which was the old expression, you know? I had someone I knew in the past who was related to me through marriage, who used to drive like miles and miles and miles to save a few dollars on a product. So, you know, the gas money was probably eating up that, you know. But that's an urge. You know, you save pennies, but you're also spending too much. In some other ways you could look at it is, I've used this as an example a lot, you're having a big dinner party and you splurge on the finest caviar and you buy the cheapest champagne. Penny wise, pound foolish. It's just the way it goes. So be aware of it. Be aware of it. And be aware of it in your plotting and planning also. Are you biting off more than you can chew? Are you getting something inferior? Okay. So this has, you know, both Leo and Taurus have financial arenas. And it is the Leo that wants to be more lavish and the Taurus that wants to be more conservative, even with Jupiter there. Jupiter can expand anything. It can expand spending, or it could expand hoarding, you know. It's just expansion, you know, wherever it is. That's why when you have the transit of Jupiter in your first house, you get lots of benefits. But you could also gain weight without even trying. Just the aroma of food can expand your physical body, because that's where Jupiter is. All right, so what else do we have going on? We have Mars in Libra. And it is an approach aspect to the opposition to Chiron, retrograde in Aries. So this is an interesting, when it comes up in during the week, it's an interesting combination because, of course, Mars rules Aries. But in Libra, it's fighting for, you know, truth, justice, and peace, and Chiron's learning in Aries how to be an individual and, you know, hopefully learn how to lead in a good way and have courage. But, you know, Mars in Libra is looking for compromise, tactics of compromise. So it's not, you know, it just doesn't sit that well. But also, we are moving, believe it or not. We're going to have, I guess, I'm thinking that Mars will have a sextile to Venus, as it will be moving quick and Venus is moving slow. So it may come closer, but it's in orb right now of the sextile to Venus in Leo. So that is a happy thing for people who are in relationships or, you know, having discussions about the kids, which can also be Mars in Libra with Venus in Leo. So, some good energies there. We have still got Pluto squaring the nodes. The nodes are back down to 25 Libra Aries. And so, that is an ongoing experience. Basically, I put it in here, even though I did talk longer than I thought I would, which is typical for me anyway. This is not the most challenging new moon we have seen. All right. But yeah, set your intentions. Be mindful of the earth element, the grounding and structuring and, you know, persisting and all of that. And we'll move along. Monday, it's interesting, we're just talking about Leo. Monday, the moon is in Leo and making the sextile to Mars in Libra at 8.06 a.m. and a conjunction to Venus until 3.32 p.m. on the 11th. Now, that's an infamous day, and people will be sad, and people will be bringing back up all the memories, and it was a horror, no doubt about it, and I don't even want to discuss it because there's so many things one could say. But despite that, the day promises us good aspects and loving energies and the ability to communicate with each other and have some enjoyment. We have, after 3:32 p.m., however, we've got the moon going square, Jupiter. That's in that, you know, the Venus-Jupiter square, right? The moon is just off Venus. Now it's going to square Jupiter, 7:54 p.m. So here you get your first little taste of, like, you know, that whole conflict of values and what to do with money and etc. After 7:54 p.m., all Eastern time, we are looking at the square to Uranus and Taurus, 11:06 a.m. So by the time we have gotten to the new moon, we've already gone through a big surprising upset, change, shift, you know, in terms of this Taurus energy of Earth. We've had a lot of things going on with the Earth. I mean, I don't have to tell you. You know, the one I saw this morning that I'm recording this was in Marrakesh, and it took 1,000 people, an earthquake, very unusual. Nothing is going to be usual anymore. That's what we have to get used to. Uranus is in Taurus. Uranus surprises, changes, and it's there it is. So, you know, we have to understand that's what we're looking at. And so we have this, you know, Leo moon squaring at 11:06 a.m., Uranus and Taurus. We don't have another aspect that day. We'll probably need to relax a little bit, and Leo moon really enjoys that in void of course phase. You know, it'll spend a nice time recovering. And then Moon will enter Virgo on Wednesday at 1:11 a.m. And now, again, we're in the dark moon. We're in what they call balsamic. I like that name for it better. That, you know, they call it balsamic vinegar because it's dark color, right? So there it is. You can't see it, but it's there, 1:18 a.m. And then until 6:31 a.m., it will be opposing Saturn retrograde in Pisces. So here you have somebody, Saturn is going to be your pessimist. Saturn in Pisces is worried and frightened, mostly. Things are dissolving. I mean, it's like Saturn is structure, and Neptune is dissolution. So it's not comfy. And here's Moon in Virgo, trying to get something done. Not easy, but it is so early anyway. You know, try not to get the depressed mode going and let it spoil your day. Moon will be moving towards stationary Mercury until 6:04 p.m. So we may have a lot of thoughts about things that we can't get done or we haven't gotten done, or, you know, we really need to, but we didn't, you know, Moon conjunction stationary Mercury in Virgo. So I don't know whether to give it a smiley face or a frowny face. So I gave it just a straight line across the mouth because, you know, it could be a time that you could, in the fourth quarter, be looking at something that, you know, you have left on hold, and maybe you'll see what you need to do about it, even if you don't do it right then and there. Moon in Virgo goes on to trine retrograde Jupiter in Taurus until 8:27 a.m. So I said that it was going to be trine at 9:40 p.m. when the new moon comes, so it's really the exact trine came in the morning for the moon trine, Jupiter, 8:27 a.m. So the evening of Wednesday and until 8:27 a.m. on Thursday in Eastern time, we have more optimism pouring in. We want to expand and we want to see better times ahead. So that is going into your intentions. And the moon joins the sun at 9:40 p.m. on Thursday. So you're going into the new moon, and this is your finale on the release area of the fourth quarter. As we move away from the fourth quarter and into the first quarter, we have the moon's trine to Uranus. So it's like the end of the cycle was the Jupiter trine. The beginning of the new cycle is what can we change? Uranus in Taurus until 11:38 p.m. And then we should stop thinking altogether and just go to sleep because the moon in Virgo is opposing Neptune until 6:30 a.m. on Friday. And Mercury is stationary. So it's not much you can really, get going. Moon in Virgo, wake up in Friday morning in Eastern time zone. The moon in Virgo is now trine Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn at 9:49 a.m. exact. It starts to feel more grounded. Very glad to feel that, always, moon in Virgo. Then it's void, of course, with that feeling going on. So, again, the morning can be a time for you to take care of some things. And then we go into the Libra moon at 1:44 p.m. And while that's taking a long time to get to its first aspect, Mercury goes direct, 4:21 p.m. on Friday. For the Jewish people, this is Rosh Hashanah, the new year, beginning at sundown. All right, Mercury, direct again, as I said, at 8 degrees of Virgo. It won't be until the 24th until it gets back up to this normal speed of 1 degree a day. 24th is when that happens. And so you can still feel, especially the first few days, that it is, she said it was direct, but you won't feel it right away. And then to get it back to the degree of the retrograde, which was 21, which happens to be the degree of the new moon, it will be back at 21 degrees, Mercury. This is on the 30th. So you're finished going back over and looking at things from a new point of view. And you're moving forward to begin again until the next retrograde of Mercury, which we know is going to happen in December in Capricorn. This has been the year of the Earth sign. Retrograde. So, and December 12th through the first day of January goes direct on 2024. Well, that could be seen as auspicious. I'm going to see it as auspicious, no matter what. All right, so you know that the day of the station is very tricky. It's all tricky that day. People are not in their right mind. You have to be the one that is to avoid things happening that you would rather not experience. And we have one thing happening that is also planetary, which is the Sun in Virgo's trine to Uranus and Taurus comes in at 9:24 p.m. So as Mercury stations in direct motion, our conscious desires are ready to look at those changes. All right? 9:24 p.m. However, Moon in Libra has spent from 1:44 p.m. to 3:53 p.m. on Saturday going towards a conjunction to Mars. So we feel that much more as we get closer to Mars. But there is this thought that there may be some disagreements ahead. There may be some volatile dialogues and disruptions coming, and we could be right about that. So remember, the moon joined to Mars is always tricky because Mars likes to act quickly, although in Libra it may vacillate back and forth. And the moon is instinctive and it's just instantaneous. So moon Mars is like having a moon in Aries, which is also instantaneous response. And so it's difficult. It's a strange thing to have to feel with the moon in Libra. But, you know, fight for peace is really something that could be happening then. Of course, there will be no peace while you're fighting for it. But anyway, the good news is after 4 o'clock, we get almost 4 hours on Saturday of moon in Libra's sextil to Venus in Leo. And that will be charming and delightful and pleasant. And if you have a dinner scheduled, that would be a wonderful aspect to have it or go to do some entertainment experience. Yes. Although Venus is going to have her square to Jupiter, and that will come in at 2:10 a.m. So don't be so excited that you overdo everything. And just be aware of that. The moon moves from the Venus sextil to an opposition to Chiron in Aries at 2:55 a.m. So, you know, if you happen to be up, you could have arguments with somebody also around that time. And Sunday is not a winner either. We've had a long stretch of winning weekends. You know, the aspects over the weekends have been fantastic. It stopped in September right now, the 16th and 17th, because, you know, except for that 4 hours of Venus sextil, now we're going from that sextil into the square to Pluto in Capricorn that will complete at 9:06 p.m. on Sunday. And it will go void, of course, then. So again, we have challenges that come up. It isn't just smooth sailing. The only smooth sailing we have is from 4 p.m. Saturday Eastern Time to 7:57, or let's say 8 p.m. Saturday Eastern Time. That's your window of easy flow and fun and people getting along real well. After that, stuff is, again, more challenging. And that moon will enter Scorpio on Monday at 12:58 a.m. And you've got a better time coming from the aspects on Monday. So let's see. That was this week. And so we're going to be in the first quarter until we get to the second quarter on the equinox when the sun enters Libra on the 23rd. The moon will be in Capricorn. So that square is, you know, square before it actually is the Sag square to the sun in Virgo that takes us into the second quarter phase. But we're going into the last quarter phase of the solar year when the sun enters Libra. The equinox in the fall is what it is. You know, you have to hear me tell you this every time. So that's what we're going to be talking about. We won't have another, major planetary shift or a lunar event until we get to the 29th of September when we'll have our full moon in Aries. And, things will start to be moving in October. We'll start to get direct motion. Yes, for Pluto first. So anyway, that's the podcast for this week. And as always, I'm wishing you the best and the way of seeing these things and planning your time so that it all works really well for you. and I'll say goodbye for now.